This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. A subset of high school students has been diving into the world of soft shells and sliders, and we're not talking seafood or tiny sandwiches. We report on science students who are part of a lab class learning what fieldwork is really like. It's still warm on this early October Sunday morning in Fort Worth. About a dozen students and researchers gather once again by the Clear Fork branch of the Trinity River, where it intersects with Rogers Road.
We are doing the Trinity River Turtle Survey, which is a research project with my students at Pasquale High School. We come out once a month, catch turtles, mark them, measure them, then release them back into the river.
Andrew Brinker teaches AP Science at Pasquale High. He got a grant from TCU to pay for the traps, scales, calipers, and other survey supplies. He and his students are learning about the turtles here, from the red-eared slider to the razorback musk. They're also studying how many are here and what they're up to.
But more importantly, we're trying to get students outside actually doing research in science instead of just reading about it or listening to classroom lectures.
Lectures, says Brinker, can be boring. But not this, says Pasquale High senior Jake Harper.
I kind of like the natural part of it. I like being outdoors. I'm more of a getting in the river and pulling out the turtles than a measuring them kind of guy. It's not for everyone, but it's just a really cool project.
The class is ready to pull the last of today's four hoop traps from the Trinity's edge.
All right, you ready?
You're up. Yes!
Oh, there is a snapper?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Now it's time to weigh and measure that awesome, scary snapper. Kai Rendon gets the honor. In this true collegial project, she's an eighth grader, not a Pasquale High kid. But she's been doing this for years on her own.
My cousin lives on a pond, and I go over there every other weekend, and I catch turtles.
Kai carefully weighs and measures the snapper. That's after putting a towel over its head so it can't find her finger.
And 15?
Yeah.
And then post?
What is this? 18.9? 19.
Not giant, not small. Brinker's usually the only one to handle snapping turtles because they are always dangerous. But Kai has experience.
You stay away from the half of the shell back in the front because its head can go all the way back there. So mainly you'll usually grab the back two legs. You can put your hand right under its back legs and then you can hold it that way from the plastron.
The plastron is the turtle's underside. An electronic reader wanded over it reveals this snapper has no tracking chip, so it gets one injected under the shell, which also gets notched. The spiny soft shell, also caught in the net, can't safely get notched. So a chip gets injected, then out comes the Inkinator, and she gets tattooed on her underside. The buzz around this Trinity River turtle survey is that it's approaching 1,000 turtles caught and released over 2 years. Brinker and his team have also measured pollution in the river, mercury in the turtles, and even the food in their stomachs.
We've already documented Asian clams in the river that they're feeding on, so it's kind of neat and introduced species that these guys are eating. And now we have zebra mussels in Lake Worth, so that's another reason we're waiting to see, you know, do these guys start feeding on them?
So Brinker is now looking, as he and his students put it, at turtle turds. Elsewhere in the country, researchers know some Trinity River turtle species do eat the destructive and wildly invasive zebra mussels. Brinker and his several students recently exercised their own turtle mussels. They presented some of their river research at the Fall Symposium of the Texas Herpetological Society in far west Alpine, Texas. I'm Bill Zeeble in Fort Worth.